All right, the Bagpipe Brothers are in here, and it's time for Mad Libs. What is? I'll let the human consumption machine go first.
Yeah, we missed him last week on the USS Consumption.
Yeah, I mean that right up his alley.
All right, Giddens, you ready? Give me a ridiculous phrase.
There's a snake in my boot.
A plural noun.
Tortillas.
An adjective.
Fantastic.
A celebrity.
David McCurley.
Kind of knew that was coming.
A funny word.
David McCurley.
Oompa Loompa.
What was that?
Oompa Loompa.
It's like Snuffleupagus.
A number.
1 trillion.
A weird topping.
Monkey gland sauce.
Yeah, let's go with it. Sure.
A place.
A buffet.
Abu Dhabi.
Where?
What?
Abu Dhabi.
That's the soccer capital of the world, Palman.
I don't even know how to spell this. I'm just writing how it sounds. All right, give me a plural object.
Let's go with
soccer balls.
Water bottles.
A plural animal.
Armadillos. Armadillas.
A song title.
Oops, I Did It Again.
Good old Britney Spears. A color.
Beige.
And a noun.
Flying monkey.
Oh, Lord. All right, the story is the day Giddens' phone went rogue, where a couple weeks ago, that was true every day.
Yeah. Had to get a new one from China.
This morning, Giddens' phone woke him up by shouting, "There's a snake in my boot," instead of his usual alarm.
That is my usual alarm.
It had downloaded tortillas all by itself and changed his wallpaper to a fantastic picture of David McCurley.
Yeah!
You wake up to me every morning. That don't sound too good.
When Giddens tried to text his friend, it auto-corrected every word to Oompa Loompa.
Oompa Loompa.
Doompity-doo.
It ordered 1 trillion pizzas topped with monkey gland sauce and sent them to Abu Dhabi.
That wasn't an accident. It sent them to my house, though, not Abu Dhabi.
That probably would be pretty regular there, Abu Dhabi, wherever that is.
Then it hacked his bank account and spent all his money on water bottles and armadillas.
Armadillas.
Necessities.
Before shutting it down, it played Oops, I Did It Again at full volume while flashing beige lights.
It's the only color I can see.
Giddens is switching to a flying monkey tomorrow.
A flying monkey?
Yeah, that's better. It's like a carrier pigeon. It's the new version of that.
Okay.
All right, David, you ready for yours?
I'm ready.
All right, start me off with an adjective.
An adjective. Gruesome. I'll make it easy for you to write.
A silly name.
Giddens.
I'm in every single one of these now.
A holiday.
A holiday?
Yeah, a holiday, like Christmas or Thanksgiving.
Halloween.
A song title.
Who Let the Dogs Out?
A flavor.
Chocolate.
A verb ending in ing.
Posting.
A spooky phrase.
A spooky phrase. Beware of the vampire.
A plural noun.
Plural noun. Oysters.
A silly dance move.
The Dougie.
You already used the Dougie before.
How about the funky chicken?
The funky chicken.
Have we used funky chicken before?
No, no, I don't think so.
You don't even know what that is, dude.
Can you show me?
No, I'd break my back.
All right, give me an object.
An object?
Yeah.
Soccer ball.
It's a good object.
An animal.
An animal?
Yeah.
A giraffe.
Oh, Lord. And that piece of furniture.
A ottoman.
I know we've used ottoman before.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's scratch that then. Let's say an armoire.
Oh.
How about that, Gideon? It's from the past.
Are you ready, David?
Yeah.
The story is titled The Haunted Ice Cream Truck.
That should have been his.
The ice cream truck in David's neighborhood is haunted by a gruesome ghost named Giddens.
Gruesome ghost Giddens. Triple G.
Gruesome Giddens.
It only appears on Halloween and plays creepy versions of Who Let the Dogs Out.
Who let the dogs out, buddy?
One night he bought a chocolate cone that started posting and whispered, "Beware of the vampire."
Yeah.
Suddenly the truck speakers blasted oysters and the ghost danced the funky chicken.
The funky chicken.
What kind of oysters?
Does it matter?
It always matters.
David ran away holding his melting cone and tripped over a soccer ball shaped like a giraffe.
There you go.
That's strange soccer ball.
Well, I mean, soccer's strange, so.
Now every time he hears ice cream music, David hides behind an armoire.
That's pretty good.
So you had the day Giddens' phone went rogue and the haunted ice cream truck for David.
I think I died because my phone went rogue and turned into the haunting ghost of the ice cream truck.
I think he ate all the ice cream in the ice cream truck. That's why it's haunted.
Yeah.
Oops, I did it again.
They see him coming. They said, "Who let the dogs out?"
Ice cream and 1 trillion pizzas sounds like a nice snack before supper.
With monkey gland sauce.